Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to the series premiere of Star Trek Baja, a Lower Decks-themed Star Trek Adventures actual play using the rules by Modiphius Entertainment. My name is ELH the Game Master, and joining me are some lovely roleplayers who we will meet right now, because I don't have any announcements. So as we're going around, if you can introduce yourselves, if you want to shout out anything on the interwebs that you're a part of or really following, and then very briefly give us an overview of your character, but we're going to do actual descriptions and all that once we start play proper. So Matthew, why don't you start us off?
Hello everyone, my name is Matthew. I'm playing Ensign Shas Chathain, who is a pilot, and I have absolutely nothing of any interest to say about myself.
I'm sure you have something interesting.
Nothing I can share on the internet, though.
Okay, you know what? Fair. You know what? Fair. And then, of course, we have Techno Nerd, who also made our lovely opening video, which we'll see in a moment.
Hi, everyone. Techno. You can find me on Twitter while it's still there, at Techno Nerd. And I'll be playing the mighty Klingon nurse, Mechbeth.
Very nice. And last but not least, Bean, what do you got going on?
Hello, I'm Bean_GoblinVT, and you can find me on Twitch and Twitter on those names. And I am a variety goblin VTuber. I am playing Ensign Marquess Bolin, which is the trill engineer of this happy trio.
All right. And for those who haven't seen this intro, you're in for a treat. And welcome back. So something I like doing is having an opening log, but since this is a Lower Decks campaign, I guess that means have to do the opening log. So we're going to start with a Parliament class, the USS Baja, currently moving away from a planet at impulse speed. And as a sort of narration we hear over this, a very scraggly, gruff voice, which I'll try to do, but my throat might not let me do it today. Captain's log, stardate. Doesn't really matter. No one ever checks these things. We've dropped off a few excavation teams at a archaeological dig involving the Zambezi people. They've asked for our assistance, but if I'm being honest, I don't think we're going to find anything of note. In the meantime, the USS Baja is headed over to Deep Space Station K7 to pick up a few passengers. We will be returning to the planet within 12 hours. And as the USS Baja jumps to warp, we pan down back to the M-class planet, which is a bit more brown than green. But we zoom in to an arid desert somewhere on the northern continent. And we see that there's a few excavation teams that are sort of spaced throughout the ruins of what probably looks like some form of an Aztec-like society. But we zoom in on one particular team in particular, where you're not so much, you know, dusting things off like an archaeological thing. You are picking up, quote unquote, regulation rocks for some reason. But this is where we're going to introduce every character, and then we'll start RPing proper. So let's go in reverse order. Bean, can you give us a quick visual description of Bolin and anything we should know about them?
So Bolin is a little bit on the short side with purple hair and red eyes. She does walk a little bit slowly than everybody and usually has to catch up with everyone, especially compared to the Klingon Andorian, which probably is a bit more taller than her. She has the classic trill spots, and she is currently looking over the regulation locks with like a keen scientific mind to ensure that they are working. And I just realized my mouth wasn't moving.
It's working now. You're good.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. So we got Bolin there. Techno, tell us about Mechbeth.
Mechbeth is, as you can see in the little icon, which is one side of me. I'm not sure which way around my video will be. You can see him there with the moustache and beard. Not entirely dissimilar to my own. Now I look at it. Long head that is pulled back into a queue. He is 6 foot five, 6 foot six, built very broad in your typical Klingon fashion. And he's obviously wearing the blue uniform of a nurse with the warrior's sash stretched across it.
Gotcha.
And
Last but not least, Thane, what do you got going on?
So Shash Jathane, or just Thane, is a relatively average-sized Andorian male, standing roughly 5'10". He has pale, icy blue skin, and he has a messy hair that's tied back behind his head in a loose ponytail. But it's also kind of soggy and dripping with sweat, matting it down to his brow, much like his antennae, which are kind of drooping to the sides. He has an utterly blasé expression on his face, brow perpetually furrowed in a kind of, I guess, enervated fashion. And although he is picking about in the rubble, picking up stones here and then tossing them away, he takes regular breaks, slipping from this or sipping from this massive slurpee cup and mopping sweat from his brow.
Very nice, very nice. I love it. And as I said, you all are picking up regulation rocks for reasons you'll debate in character in a moment. Every other excavation team is actually working on the dig. So you see in the distance, you see Starfleet officers sort of picking through the ruins, dusting walls and bones off with little tiny brushes very carefully. But not you. You've been saddled with a perhaps greater task. But I will open the floor for you all to RP for a little bit, and I'll introduce plot as is dramatically appropriate.
This one is too big.
No, that one
First
is
bit.
used for deck three, bulkhead four. It needs to be slightly bigger than the rest of them, because the gravitational pull is usually higher in that area, and it needs to be focused as such.
And Thane just sort of gestures with his Slurpee. I mean, would that fit into the Jeffries tube?
Let's just say this is a transporter job and leave it to the transporter chief that's going to be saddled with it.
And it's going to carry the requisite electrostatic charge.
Yeah. It's gonna do it, but it's not gonna like doing it. Let's just put it that way.
Well, I don't think any of the rocks like what we're doing to them.
I mean, I just have a little bit of a ponder at the rocks going, I mean, if you made something out of wood, would the tree really mind?
That's crazy. There are no tree people. I mean, we have the Excalibans, right? But
I mean,
they're sort of rock people.
we haven't met tree people yet.
This one is too small.
This is not like the Goldilocks and Three Bears.
I
There's a
mean,
place for all the sizes of rocks, just like there are places for all kinds of people in the Federation. You're being very discriminatory against these rocks.
true, but this one is just right, though.
I disagree. That one is too big.
By what metric? I'm the engineer. I should know whether it's just right or too small or too big.
Yes, but you are smaller than me.
I think everyone's smaller than you.
Exactly. Your perspective is off.
Well, we're closer to the ground, so wouldn't we know more about rocks than you?
Okay, by what
Macbeth
metric
definitely
is.
ponders that one for a moment.
But, okay, right. By what metric are you deciding the size of them? I need to know.
Well, very clearly, if one of these was to fall from, say, a bulkhead above somebody, would it kill them? Quickly, honorably.
Can you
Or
be
merely leave them?
honorably surveyed by a regulation rocks?
Of course. Why else are we collecting them?
To differentiate the gravitational pull of the helm plating. Otherwise, it will go to the next floor, and the top deck will be about 10 times the normal Newton force.
No. These rocks, they have lived in the sun. They have soaked the waters of this world. They have a soul, a warrior's soul. And with that, they will smite their enemies.
I didn't know the warrior's soul was a complicated plant.
You are not Klingon, you would not understand.
See, the thing that you're missing here, he says as he picks up one of the smaller rocks, is that we also plant like nitroglycerin in most of the consoles. That's why they blow up the way they do. And then the regulation rocks shoot out like fleshets. So the smaller ones have their place too. It's for the delicate consoles.
You have given me much to think on. That said, this one is too small.
He takes out his tricorder and then sort of waves it in the direction of the rock that has just been tossed away.
You do realize the nitroglycerin comment was a prank, right? Okay, good.
Something makes those consoles explode. I don't know.
It's the EPS conduits exploding. Trust me, I have replaced enough of them to know that it is always the EPS conduits.
Yes, the extremely pressurized strata of rocks. Yes, we understand this.
Yes, but no.
This engineering nonsense, I do not understand it.
And Shas just sort of wipes his brow again. I don't understand why we're the ones who have to do this. I mean, you, I can understand. Klingons are hardy. You know, you're robust. You can stand conditions like these. But I grew up on an ice planet. Why would they send me here? It's like torture.
It's not torture. It's endurance training.
It sounds like the same thing.
I mean, yes, but that's not the point.
Look, I don't think we should be taking advice about torture from a species that, you know, their bar mitzvahs are like being jabbed by pain sticks.
A lot of our rituals are being jabbed by pain sticks.
I think all of your rituals are being jabbed by pain sticks.
I didn't want to say it, but yes.
Bar mitzvahs was a human tradition, not an Andorian one.
I believe he is being facetious.
Oh.
I mean, Starfleet is entirely anthropocentric, you know, as I'm sure you, with your various concerns that you've faced, have realized. Mm-hmm. So why not use expressions that are human? Everything's oriented around human beings.
I'd just like to hear about, you know, other things other than human tradition, personally.
This one is too small.
I know I am. I mean, sorry, you were talking about the rocks again.
Oh, you could have a momentum for making me lose it like five times during that. Which I think, thanks to chat, you actually are up to two momentum.
Hey,
thanks chat.
Yeah. Though but, I did notice the evil power.
Yeah, also I do have an evil banked. I see that there. So let's do the first roll of the game just to make sure everything's working. I know that Bean did a test roll, but I want to make sure that now that we're streaming that technology has not failed us. I guess Macbeth, since you are a Klingon, as has been established, and you're moving the biggest rocks, if you could give me a fitness in either a con or security on your part, difficulty of one, please.
Sorry, what was it? Fitness and security, did you say?
That or con, whichever you'd prefer.
Definitely security. yeah, and I'm just going to roll straight, I think. I'm not sure that any of my focus is applied to the picking up and sorting of rocks.
Nah, so. I don't think so, unfortunately, but you never know.
The rock sorting focus will be established next season.
Unless you'll give me botany.
No, these are rocks. These are not plants. These are rocks.
You know, in botany, you know, you can have rocks as like the base. But no, okay.
What,
it was worth
what
a
about
shot.
The mold growing on the rocks?
No. Okay, here we go.
All right, service says, hey, one success. That's all you needed. Dang. So, Macbeth, you go to pick up a fairly large rock, which you probably think is too large. Shocker, I know. But as you move the rock to the side, you feel a, not a blast, but a strong breeze of cold air, as if you've like opened up a refrigerator door, for example. And as you look, you see that you have exposed what looks to be some form of a worn stairway that leads deeper into the earth.
I think Macbeth just sort of holds the rock for a moment, looks down at the hole, holds the rock, looks down at the hole, puts the rock back down over the hole.
Nice.
I believe I have found something.
Another rock which is too big?
Yes, but also there appears to be a hole under it with stairs.
Like ominous going to our doom stairs, or like, ooh, alien ruin discovery.
I don't think that there are any kind of stairs that are like secret and hidden in the desert that aren't in some sense ominous.
Well, it's either like an archaeology find or like a doom, or maybe both.
I mean, if what I know of human history and their mummies are any indication, I think that those are oftentimes the same thing.
What do their mothers have to do with it?
I don't know. They seem to have this weird hang up about like mothers and bandages. I didn't really follow it, but
See.
I don't, but I'm glad you do.
Personally, I think they're in denial about that, but let's carry on.
At any rate, there is a hole here. I have covered the hole. It is no longer a problem. Unless we wish it to be a problem, in which case I can lift the rock back up.
I mean, we should at least like scan it. Like, if you just move out the rock and then I could just tricorder scan down there, make sure that there isn't anything dangerous down there. I mean, maybe we've already set off what ancient trap is and we need to go deal with it.
Yeah, but if we scan, then we'll know that we have to deal with it. And then we will have to deal with it. But if we just ignore it completely, we can go off on our business and pretend that we're none the wiser.
I feel either way we're going to get blamed about it.
While this conversation is going on, Macbeth has pulled out his tricorder and he's been scanning it. He goes, there isn't, it is indeed a hole.
Macbeth, if you could give me on your part, this is actually since you're using a medical tricorder because you're a medical doc nurse, I think is the word we have to use.
Medical nurse
Medical,
doctor.
yep.
Yeah. Go ahead and give me a reason in medicine, difficulty of one, please. And I think you actually have a focus. Let me double check, but I think you do. Yes, you have xenobiology, which would definitely apply here.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Tough is the loss.
Focus and there we go. Got that just that one success
Yeah,
again.
just hey, you know what? Hey, one's a success, and that's all you've really needed.
That's the
So,
theme.
because I do find the moss comment funny, yes, you actually are detecting some moss on some of the rocks, but down in the hole, there seems to be a structure of some sort. Obviously, you are next to some ruins, but this, if you were to compare the age of the ruins and then the age of what you're seeing on the tricorder, this tricorder structure is about 200 or 300 centuries older than the rest of the ruins. So it's been here a long time. But more interestingly, you're seeing signs of a life sign, potentially human level intelligence, anthropomorphism. Yeah, now I'm doing it. Intelligent life form is probably a better way to put it. But when you try to get a closer scan, something about the rocks and the moss is interfering. And it also, the life sign seems to be fluctuating a little bit. Not in a, oh, they're in trouble, but oh, in a, oh, in one moment they look like they might be Andorian. One moment they might look like they're Klingon, or they might look like a cetacean. Like they're going all over the spectrum of different species.
I'm detecting a life form.
Okay. Does it seem to be in distress?
That depends.
Okay. And what else are you picking up at down there? Or have
Moss.
you
Or rather, the moss appears to be interfering with the
please
scan
just
itself.
pass me the census reading so I can read over them myself.
Literally holds the tricorder up or down
Right.
to
Can
his level.
tricorders tap and like receive
Perfect.
information?
Yeah, you can pass over tricorder data very easily.
All right, we've invented Bluetooth for tricorders. Cool. I have a look. Oh, there seems to be an ancient structure down there. Oh, and I have a look over the dig site that's happened over yonder. Is it anywhere near the structure?
No, and that's the other odd thing is that if I were to use a terrible metric, so if you know a soccer field, not American football, but like a soccer field, there is about three soccer field lengths distance from where the main ruins are and where you all are currently located.
I mean, what? So when they're digging, are they digging for resources or are they like doing archaeology work?
Mostly archaeological work at the moment.
All right, so I don't have to worry about them drilling into this ruins to, break anything as historical. That's what I'm trying to get at. I mean, we should report that there's a structure on a life form down there.
Whoa. Let's hold your horses here. If we report it, then we're going to have to actually write reports on what we found. So why don't, God, I can't believe I'm suggesting this. Why don't we investigate it and see if there's actually anything worthy of reporting? If it is, then sure.
I
But if
mean,
not, then we can just say we kicked around with rocks all day.
I know your version to paperwork, but I don't mind it. But if you want to go investigate it first, I don't mind that either.
I feel before you make this decision, you should really know it is much colder down there.
Well, that sounds like it's delightful. Would you mind moving that rock, please?
No. I don't think you understand. It is colder down there.
Good, yes. That's exactly what I'm looking for.
So you're saying it's got AC down there?
I am unfamiliar with this term.
Air conditioning.
Oh.
You
No,
know
I am
it.
not saying that at all. I am saying it is colder down there, and I feel we should take this into consideration.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
I think Thane's taken enough consideration into this and
Yes,
wants
but
to
I feel you
go.
have come to the wrong conclusion.
Well, all you're telling me is that it's colder down there. So, I mean,
Yes.
is it like I'm dipping my hand into some a bucket of dry ice cold, or
No, it's
is it
much
like a
more.
pleasant Andorian spring cold?
Isn't that the same thing?
No, that's winter.
Macbeth
Oh.
lifts the rock up. There, see for yourself.
And Thane just sort of looking up at the rock, gingerly steps forward. Is that sort of still wafting cooler air coming up?
Oh yeah, much cooler air is coming up.
Oh yeah, that's nice. How long can you hold that there?
I mean, he could also just put it down not over the hole.
Well, no, I'm just actually kind of curious about, because he's not even straining.
Why would I strain with this puny rock?
I thought the rock was too big, though.
It's too big for the ship, it's not too big for me.
So you plan to keep the rock?
I didn't say that. The rock belongs here on this world.
Well, Macbeth, Thane, are we going to investigate or
I
sit
mean,
around?
anything that brings us down into that hole sounds like a pretty good idea to me.
Very well. He puts the rock down to one side.
And Thane is actually just going to sort of gingerly step down onto the first step and make his way down, bringing out one of those little regulation flashlights, and he has his tricorder out in the other hand.
Okay. All right. So, marching order, is it Thane Boleyn Macbeth or is it Thane Macbeth Boleyn?
I don't mind going in the center. I don't mean being
I'll
protected
go
by,
last.
I mean guarded, I mean shielded, but I mean, yes, I'll go in the center.
Get in the hole.
All right. So with your regulation flashlights out, you descend into the earth, and what you notice is that as you get deeper and deeper, the obviously the structure looks less weathered. Like you would think older, maybe you would be a little bit more weathered, a little bit more worn, but it actually gets to a point where you are looking at pristine rock. Like this has been perfectly preserved beneath the rocky, arid desert above. And what you're noticing is that the stone is not quite a concrete color. It's more of a sandstone color where there's kind of a gradient to it. And you're noticing that there's a series of symbols and calligraphy that your tricorder isn't quite able to translate, but you are able to tell that they are from the Zembezi, the ruins that the other away teams are currently located on. But if your tricorder is reading correctly, again, the age of this structure and the age of this writing, it predates anything known that has been found in the ruins so far.
So, I have two things. Can I scan the area to try to get a map of the architecture and try to get a map of us going forward? And secondly, is the, I can't remember what you called them, but are they still around or is this like a ruined civilization we're exploring?
The Zembezi, they are currently around, but they are kind of a flotilla species where they don't really do the whole homeworld or colony thing. They just sort of stay
Right.
on their starships and move about the galaxy at their will.
So
But I'll
this
put it
was.
in, I'll put it in Foundry chat for you so that you know how to spell and say them.
Laughs and dyslexic sweats. But yeah,
Really, really important question. How much
yes.
headroom is there?
I would say for you, there's maybe half a headroom, so you're like getting the instinct to duck, but not quite. Like your head's not hitting anything yet.
Oh,
But for
well,
Bolin,
no.
real quick, let's have you do a reason in engineering to get that map of the area. And let me
Okay.
check your focuses. Don't think you have any focuses that would apply here, unfortunately.
So I would like to use the, I think that's the joined talent to call upon the experience of my previous host. My second host was a Trill architect, and I'm
Okay.
going to pick up architecture as a focus for the rest of this scene or mission. Remainder of the scene, you can draw upon the memories of your thing, and I basically have that focus for everything going down here.
Okay.
So. What's the target number?
The target difficulty is going to be a 2, and again, it is a reason engineering on your part.
And I'm going to buy an extra dice with a momentum.
Okay.
Right. First roll. Don't fudge it. Don't fudge it. Don't fudge it.
No, you got four
Hey!
successes, so you're actually going to get two momentum right back. And what you, I'm going to let you embellish because you're pulling on your joined talent here, but you do have a map of the facility, and your best guess is that this is a prison because the deeper you go, you're kind of seeing like little cell-like structures coming off of a long hallway. You're seeing what could have been some form of a shower room or some form of a communal bathroom. You're also seeing that there are presumably recreational areas of some kind, or at least they are sized and there's implements inside that, again, perfectly preserved according to your tricorder. But the life sign that initially may have brought you down here would be in one of the cell blocks, if that makes sense.
So,
It appears to be some kind of resort down here.
well, it seems to be old Telerine, well, something similar to old Telerine architect of my own planet. They used to make, well, prison complex like this downwards instead of upwards. And from what I can tell, it seems that this structure has. Would I say it's high security or low security prison complex?
High security, which might strike you as odd.
Seems to be like a high security complex, as I can tell a little bit from the geological mapping my tricorder has given me. I can see security points. I can see places that, if they were to drop force fields or doors, would stop the prisoners from escaping. We seem to be coming down in one of the auxiliary stairwells rather than the main one. But
You
yeah.
said prisoners.
Well, prisoner. It seems like there's only one prisoner still alive, which is the lifeline you're protecting. It seems to be in one of the major cells in the lower floors. But I was talking from a structural standpoint rather than a people that are still here standpoint.
Yes, but I don't understand when you say prisoners. This is clearly some kind of retreat or resort. It's high comfort.
For I suppose.
You've seen the temples of Borath, yes?
Personally, no, but
This is much more luxurious.
yeah, I mean, they have a
Thematically,
stone
my
slab for every prisoner. That's
luxurious,
it's
yes.
not even like stone bunk beds.
Yes.
Talar, the host I'm pulling off, has seen at least pictures and blueprints of that place you're talking about, I think. I don't know. It's my second host. Everything's blurry with that one. They drank a lot. Blood wine. So maybe they did actually go there. I just don't remember it.
It's entirely possible,
Do any of us have any idea what was actually going on this planet? Like, how old did you say these ruins were?
Can I give a rough guess, you like?
You would say that these the current ruins you're in are about 3,000 years old. The main ruins are about 1.5K.
I will say that back to the rest of the people by my estimates.
Okay, so was there some kind of like sectarian violence or, I don't know, religious persecution thing that savage ancient cultures always go through?
I mean, that or this could just be just an ordinary, as ordinary as jail prisons from that time period would be. Doesn't necessarily have to be religious reasons, it could be for political reasons.
Is there any way for me to use my tricorder to connect with the ship's main computer and run a kind of survey of this planet's history at that time period?
Well, as a reminder, the Baja is away for the next 12
Ah,
hours.
right.
So if you want to wait, you certainly could. But for the time being, unfortunately, you have no ship in orbit for aid.
Right.
Also, looking at the calligraphy on the walls over there, it doesn't seem the Universal Translator is able to pick it up. Maybe if we found more of this text, we'd be able to translate it. It seems to be an older dialect than the ones that are in the ruins over there. So we're using a language we don't fully understand to translate a language we don't fully understand. Does it look like there's any electronics in this prison, ELH, or I
No,
spend a
it's pretty
moment.
low tech. Just stone, sandstone, and big concrete slabs of some kind.
Are there any any signs of like violence or like gouge marks in the walls or anything like that?
No, which again might be surprising. The calligraphy is pristine, no marks, no blemishes, nothing like that. The walls are smooth. In fact, it almost looks like someone has. If you'll pardon the cross system reference, it's almost like someone has taken a lightsaber and carved the rock. So very smooth, very straight lines, as it
Oh,
were.
a nano wedge batleth, yeah.
Yeah.
I assume that our tricorders at least have records of the language of the indigenous people. Perhaps also looking at the ruins that we found. Is there any way to kind of extrapolate an evolutionary history of the language and its forms in a written context in order to try to like back translate to the original language?
I like where you're thinking. Let's see. I think this would be a. I would say this could either be an insight or a reason. And I guess languages technically could fall under multiple disciplines. So I'll give it to Khan because Khan is also Starfleet protocol and the rules. And I can see that being construed into being some form of a language thing there. But I don't think you've got a focus that will apply, unfortunately.
That's sufficiently generous that I wouldn't even try to argue something.
Gotcha.
What?
Difficulty, right.
Yeah.
Difficulty of two on this one.
Can I assist with my etiquette focus? Because usually calligraphy and other such things are used in higher society.
Sure.
And like, is it scratched on hastily, or is it like, ah, yes, I'm going to use the fineness of kanji?
Okay. Yeah, you can assist with your own reason, Khan, on this one. But
Okay.
again, difficulty will be three.
Would anyone mind if I spent a momentum?
I'm gonna go right ahead.
And perform task. Three dice. Complication range of two with the assist.
No, complication range stays the same. Should just be the one.
I can re-roll a die because I have cautious con.
Okay.
So I need to crit that.
All
Nope.
right. Yeah, because you only have one success and you need three. So Unless you want a determination that I think you just your tricorder isn't really able to make heads or tails, it would be, if I were to use a contemporary example, it would be the difference between, say, Egyptian, which we kind of know, and ancient Sumerian, which we only have so many references of because the records didn't, maintain that well. So maybe you're getting a few words here and there, but you're not getting the full sort of translation matrix, I think is how I want to put it. But I will give you this much, that the translations you're seeing over and over, you're seeing one specific symbol that looks to resemble a dodecahedron. And you see that it is, if your translation matrix is correctly, the devil or some form of a demon.
Well, he says as he folds up his tricorder and just sort of slips it into his sort of satchel at the side. That's less than encouraging.
So either the prison itself was something like the demon hold, or this area is something related to demons, or they are holding demons or a demon.
See, I told you it was religious persecution.
I mean,
Can
be right.
I check my tricorder again and see what the life sign is doing now that we're a bit closer to it and perhaps out the interference range of any moss or anything like that?
Yeah, so you can tell it's
Interference.
whatever it is. It's just kind of sitting in its cell, not really pacing back and forth, just standing there, sitting there. But interestingly, the life sign is still fluctuating through a variety of species.
So, as far as I can tell, there doesn't seem to be any primitive or any form of technology in these walls. So, there's two things. The only bit of technology is within that cell, or this being which lives there is able to do this naturally, able to cycle its life signs or confuse our sensor scans by making us convinced that there is a fluctuation in the life signs. I'm not a biologist. I wouldn't know if something naturally would be able to do that.
I
I do
mean,
have xenobiology, so I am a biologist. There are certainly races that would confuse tricorder readings. However, not in the manner that we seem to be experiencing here.
and
Usually they're nope.
it could be some kind of bizarre anomaly, right? Just because they didn't have a particular kind of technology to put a creature like this into stasis, maybe he's like interphasically shifting between various different quantum reality states.
Well, maybe there's just some strange radiation down there.
Are we picking up any strange radiation?
Yeah, you're picking up some interferon radiation, but it's harmless. It won't do any problems with you.
Thane, I guess, just takes out his tricorder and looks at it again, shakes his head. It's one of those damn interferometric radiation fields. Another one. They're everywhere.
Who keeps putting them down there, or why do they naturally appear?
I think that's one of the great mysteries of the universe that the Federation still hasn't, resolved. Maybe it's more of a philosophical conundrum.
Well, my curiosity is ever growing. So I think, what was this the human saying? The curiosity of the cat got rewarded. Let's go.
That sounds close enough.
Yeah.
So as
Very
you
well.
proceed down into the structure, you do go through a few annexes, a few stairwells, a few checkpoints, things of that nature. But following your tricorders, you do eventually arrive in the cell block, which contains the life form. And when you arrive outside the cell, again, the walls are smooth stone. The bars are made out of metal here. Looks to be some form of a bronze or some form of a cruder metal. But when you all look inside the cell, you all see something different, and we're going to sort of delve into that a little bit.
I really like the
So,
idea that as we get to the door of the room, we just sort of stick our heads out one at a time to look
Scooby-Doo
into the room.
style, love it.
Yeah.
So Thane, is Thane religious at all? Is Thane a practitioner? Like, what is Thane's religion if they have one?
I would say that Thane is firmly atheistic.
Okay. So, Thane, you are going to see a nondescript Andorian male. You try to like focus on his face and pick out a detail, but it is decidedly generic. In fact, if you were to look away, you would forget that face entirely. It's that generic. Macbeth, is Macbeth religious at all?
Macbeth certainly prescribes to the standard Klingon traditions of, you know, Stovakor and all of that. So yes, he's as religious as the next Klingon.
Okay. I'm blanking on the name.
The Grethor?
Is it Grethor? Is that the devil? Or Feklar, maybe that's the one.
Feklar,
yeah. Feklar. You are seeing Feklar, but it's not like he's like not, what was that one episode with Data where he was playing the judge?
I can't think of the name, but I know the one.
Yeah. So it's not quite one of those situations where they're like roaring at you and like drooling blood or whatever, but they're just kind of just sort of standing there calmly. And then we go to Bolin. Is Bolin religious at all? And if they are, what sort of religion do they follow?
Going off what like Trill knowledge I know, Trill are not so much religious, but more spiritual and like not necessarily worshipping ancestors, but revering them.
Okay. I'm going to say then that you are going to see one of your ancestors, but one you weren't really fond of.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you did just get a momentum from chat, and I also do see an evil complication, which I will store because I have a good moment for it.
Chat, why?
I think Macbeth just turns to Fane and to... I'm blanking on Bean's name, sorry.
Marquess.
Thank you, Marquess. And just says, a moment if I may, and just sort of withdraws his head back from the corner of the door frame.
Do as well, just slower. So,
to be clear, I am surprised to see the Klingon devil, for want of a better term, in that cell.
I am not seeing that. I'm equally surprised, but that's because I'm seeing Cho Chi, which was a very... what's the best way of putting this? Infamous ancestor of mine, which was a commander of one of the many primitive armies of my species's yonder years, back before, you know, space travel and all that sort of thing.
Was he very tall? Covered in fur, muscular, big teeth, drooling a lot?
No, he was... wearing a primitive uniform, scar over one eye, classic, you know, spots, you know, that sort of thing, buzz cuts. Yelich, did he have any, like, anything besides a uniform?
No, just a standard sort of uniform that would have been consistent with the time period.
And a chest filled with medals, so much so it could actually be considered armor.
So it would appear that you and I are seeing a different thing.
Hmm. And well, as for me, yeah, I would be surprised to see the Klingon devil in that cell, because there's some nondescript Andorian. I mean, he was blue. That's pretty much all I can tell you about him. And I don't mean like emotionally, although if I was locked in a prison for like 3,000 years, I probably would be rather depressed too, but like physically, that's it.
There are many on Kronos who would consider the Andorians devils. slaps Wayne on the back in a jovial manner.
Wait, like we're all seeing something except a thing who's seeing blue. Stuff which is one could consider demonic? Maybe this creature has a unique ability about pulling stuff from the psychology or the beliefs of people that perceive it and changes based on that description.
Well, now I think you'll find that that's the best description that I could give in the current moment. You are aware I can hear everything you're saying, correct?
Well, until you said so, we didn't even know that you could hear or not.
Well, fair point, fair point. Well, come out. Let me see you. Let me see you.
I Scooby-Doo style poke my head back around the corner.
Macbeth does the
same. Tallest to shortest.
And yeah, so this time when you look in the cell, all of you see the same thing. And what you see is essentially a floating magic eight ball, complete with little window. And if you were to, if the ball was to move at all, you would see liquid swirling inside. But the creature or the object or whatever the hell this thing is says, well, ain't that kindly. I don't think I quite know what your species name is, but welcome to my little prison cell. My name is A.
Gentlemen, a moment. And Macbeth.
Oh, wait, you're talking to him.
No, the two of you, just sort of motioning back into the corridor again.
I will follow.
I am now seeing yo-yoing. Something very different.
Did you see the magical human trinket?
Yep, it's, you know, it assumes a singular form, and it chooses a human artifact.
I'm not familiar with this artifact.
I pull up my tricorder and look up the history of eight balls. Is it important?
I'm going to let you make that call.
Well, of course it's important, because after all, it's a human artifact.
I mean...
None of us are human. Why would it assume such a bizarre and freakish form?
I mean, not even half of our crew is human. Like, we're like one of the least human-centric ships out there. Half of our ship breathes water, if I remember correctly.
To be fair, it did appear to be filled with water of some kind.
Oh, maybe we have to shake it.
I do not understand your train of logic, but I agree.
Right. So it says here that you have to shake it for your fortune, as I put my tricorder around the eight ball Wikipedia page.
I mean, just as a point of order here, you're aware that it can still hear us. We just went around the wall. Yeah.
If it is honorable, it will not be listening.
Well, I guess I'm not honorable, but would you mind if I interjected with a statement?
Okay.
Well, as I said, my name is A, and my ability is to speak the truth about any knowledge possessed by any sentient creature currently alive in the universe.
Okay. So you can speak the truth of any species known in the universe.
Well, they have to be living. They can't be existing in the past unless they're currently living. Like, if an ancestor were to still be living, I could tell you what they know.
But because you can speak, have that ability, doesn't necessarily mean you're speaking the truth.
Oh, I can assure you that I can tell the truth as, what is that lovely expression? Some form of a...
Rude.
God, actually, out of character, I'm trying to remember the paradox. Is it the two liars paradox or something along those lines? The one where one tells the truth and the other one lies. Either way, A says, I can assure you that I have no reason to lie. In fact, I like telling the truth. But if I'm being honest, the whole reason I'm down here is because the Zambezi didn't like me telling the truth. They couldn't handle it.
That does seem to be a common failing in most people. But... what exactly did you tell them?
Well, I told them the truth about their families, their society, and basically any question they posed to me. And again, they were not very happy with the answers.
Macbeth at this point looks at the other two and says, "We are being incredibly rude," and walks around the corner into the room proper.
Is the bar stopping us from entering the room?
Yeah, but again, it's a very brittle and archaic metal.
Oh,
like,
sorry, just standing in front of the bars.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So Macbeth could easily, like, Macbeth could easily break the bars if they wanted to.
So, question A. What's holding you within this prison cell?
Well, it's a funny thing that once I'm imprisoned, I have to be let go. It's sort of a vampire thing, if any of you are familiar with Earth literature. Though perhaps I should stop using Earth references. I seem to be doing that quite a bit recently.
Is that the thing about them turning into a beast at full moon?
No, I believe that is a werewolf.
Oh.
I believe it is the creatures that live underwater.
Oh, yeah.
And
So, literally, you are trapped by the pretense of being trapped.
That's a succinct way of putting it, yes.
And if you don't mind my asking, how could they manage to trap you in the first place?
Well, as I said, I might have the knowledge of any sentient creature currently living, but it's not like I have the omnipotence. I can't simply walk through walls. I can't simply conjure up food, which, by the way, do any of you have food?
I have my ration pack with me.
I believe Thane has some kind of drink. Unless he left it up on the surface.
No, I finished it off up there. I mean, I'd given it to you because 3,000 years down here, you're probably a little thirsty too, but yeah.
I guess you could say that I have a voracious appetite. I would be mighty, mighty grateful if you could give me some food or water or really anything to satiate my hunger.
Question, would giving you said food free you from the imprisonment, like some sort of ancient contract which is prison you here?
No, you would have to break or open the door for me, but passing the food through
Okay.
the bars would keep me in here.
I will, well, I don't see any reason to keep you from suffering, so I will get out my ration pack and pass them the food.
Okay. So and again, it's very odd where this eight ball floats through the air and without hands, like you feel a force take hold of the ration pack, and then the glass or the plastic part of the eight ball pops open and like bits of the ration float into the eight ball, and then the top closes again, and the eight ball shakes a little bit and goes, "Well, that was quite tasty. I must thank you very much for that. Would you like me to tell you a truth of your choosing?"
Just tell me a truth of your choosing.
That's not exactly how it works. Like I said, I know many, many things across this wide universe. You're going to have to give me something to be specific about.
What is the captain's favorite color?
Ah, yes, the captain, as it were. What was his name again? Oh, right, some Ver, or was it? And the eight ball shakes a little bit. All right, Murdvik. Well, his favorite color happens to be the color blue.
Duly noted. Thank you.
You said that you were feeling a mite peckish in there. Might I ask you, what is it that you typically eat when you're not imprisoned?
Combined.
Well, I don't necessarily need to eat at all. That is one of my thankful abilities, but there's a difference between knowing what things taste like and actually tasting them.
Okay, because no offense, you showed up like the Klingon devil, and I'm just a little bit worried that you eat souls or something like that. That just seemed, felt like a legitimate question. No offense.
No, none taken. It's one of those things where the first person seeing me will, thanks to this wonderful cell that the Zembezi put me in, you will see me as whatever devil and whatever faith that you might hold. Because again, the Zembezi did not like the truth. They thought I was the devil.
Wait, blue is Andorian devil?
No. I mean, to me, he just looked like
That.
a nondescript person, which was really great. I'm sure that was wonderful for blending into a crowd.
How
Can
is
you
that the
teach me how to do that?
how is
No,
that
never
the
mind.
Andorian devil though? I just sort of like ponder looking at a wall, trying to look into the greater complexities of blue.
Well, if you think about it, it's like the ice sheet that claims all of our lives.
Oh.
Right? Eventually, all of us return to the ice.
Wait, is there like a ghost of the ice sheet? Is that it?
No, just more like the nihilistic horror of this endless plane of barren ice.
Oh. That's
You
why
did
it's
not see ice.
nondescript.
No, neither did I. I'm just saying that, that we're getting off track here.
Maybe it's like a primordial fear rather than like a devil or something.
Macbeth, ever one to just boldly do something and think about the consequences later, reaches through the bar, grabs hold of A, if he's allowed to, and shakes him up and down and says,
Okay.
"Where do you come from?"
And I get to do a little bit of voice work here, and he says, "Well, I happen to be from a planet far, far away from here." And then you finally stop shaking him. And if you're familiar at all with the center of the Milky Way galaxy, I happen to be from a small planet that's just next to the great black hole that takes up the center of the galaxy.
Okay.
Also, Macbeth, can you roll me just a flat d20, just a slash roll 1d20?
Yes.
So are there others of your kind about, or are you
Seven. I'll answer it in a second. So, with a seven, as I consult my chart here, if you were to look at the little window that's on the eight ball, it
She
says,
absolutely is.
"Results hazy. Ask again later." But to answer Bolin's question, no, as far as I'm aware, I'm one of the kind entity, though I do understand that there are entities known as the Q, I believe some of your Federation has had some experiences with. I'm nothing like the Q. I'm less imp, I believe the term is an imp.
Impish?
Perhaps, yes.
Marquise, I believe you are supposed to shake the creature in order to elicit a response.
Is that a custom,
It
eh?
was written on your tricorder.
True, it was written on my tricorder. Do I have to shake you?
No, that is entirely optional.
Oh, okay then. I mean, at the moment you're floating too high for me to get to you.
Would you like me to float lower then?
Ah, yeah. I mean, I might as well try
All right, float lower. What question do you ask of the great
it.
magic eight ball?
Sorry, the absurdity of this situation is just getting me to a moment. How did you travel here? Shake, shake, shake.
Roll me a 1d20. Again, slash roll
Okay.
1d20.
Slash roll 1d20. Oh, that's 1d10.
Roll two of them.
A five. On the eight ball, it comes up, most definitely yes. And A answers, "Well, how I traveled here was I left my planet and I just started heading in a direction. Took me a mighty long time to get to this planet, let me tell you what."
So you can survive the void of space then.
Yes, but I can't exactly travel at light speeds. It takes me a while to get where I'm going.
Okay.
You traveled from the center of our galaxy all the way here at sublight speeds?
Like I said, it took a while.
Did you like ride on an asteroid? Did you go asteroid surfing?
No, it was a comet, if I remember correctly.
I'm not an astrophysicist, so I'm just gonna and not understand if there's a difference between that. So I think the most important question is, what are you gonna do when you get out of here?
Well, first things first is I was going to track down a what you would call a replicator, and I would sample a wide variety of cuisine.
I mean, I just like turn, not necessarily so A can't hurt me, but just more so that I'm talking to the other of the two in the room and go, I don't see any reason why A is imprisoned. Like if A he she they A.
I respond to any.
Okay. Any, if they did anything wrong, like besides telling what I assume somebody asked if, oh, is my husband doing yada 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 with the lady down the street, and then it just started this spiral of like social norms collapsing, and everybody blamed A instead of themselves because they weren't emotionally prepared for all of that truth rolling out.
Well, I mean, isn't that why people created the devil or demon-like figures in the first place?
To
To
bl to
abdicate
blame.
ourselves of responsibility?
I mean, yes, I suppose. Not something Trill are more familiar with, but I suppose that could be a valid answer.
If there
And
is a universal truth that I am aware of, is that the truth itself is something that people rarely wish to hear.
but I mean, regardless of what we think, this civilization had its own laws, right? Or is that like one weird planet where if you stepped on some newly planted flowers, they would kill you?
Oh, yeah, I read about that.
Yeah,
That's why I'm
so
not a
that sounds
botanist.
absurd.
look, the whole point of Starfleet is that we don't judge people for how absurd their cultures are.
But that this culture is no longer here. A is the only person besides
Excellent, so we can judge them to our heart's content.
I mean, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I believe these people were stupid.
I mean,
Outlook not so good.
oh, you didn't even have to shake me for that answer.
wait,
So,
I have an idea.
Okay.
yeah.
And Macbeth turns around and puts his hand through the bars again and just shakes A up and down and says, "Is there any reason we should not let you out?"
Okay. Roll me another 1d20.
Prospect looks bleak. Prospect looks bleak. Come on, come on, come on.
1d20. There we go.
19. Ooh. it says cannot predict now. And he also replies, I suppose if the ones who put me in here, the Zembezi, found out that I was released, they might not take that very kindly.
Others, oh yes, the Zambezi are on a flotilla, aren't they, somewhere?
I actually do have a question. We don't have access to our Starship's database, so I can't look up the reports I probably should have, read before beaming down on this away mission. Can you tell me why they're living on a flotilla instead of their planet now?
Macbeth shakes Bay up and down.
Thank you. That's very considerate of you.
Thane, since you're the one asking the question, D20, please.
So is it just slash actually roll
Yep,
D20?
slash roll and 1d20. An 11. It says signs point to yes. And A just sort of answers, well, it was actually part of the whole truth scenario where, as society crumbled, some survivors thought it was the planet that was rejecting them. That the planet was giving them too many truth that they could not handle. So they built the spaceships and the solar sailors and struck out into the stars.
Oh, they left because they couldn't handle the truth?
More or less, yes.
Huh.
It's as I said.
Okay, right. So, how close are they to the Federation, or do they just like a neutral party that just flies around in space, sort of thing? Is the
So, out of
Federation one
character, what
that?
you would know, at least if you read at least one report on the mission briefing, the Zembezi are relatively nearby. Like, it would take maybe a couple days for them to warp over here, but they aren't necessarily that dangerous. If I had to put a capstone on it, they are about a TOS level, technology-wise. Whereas you all, obviously, this is 2380, you're a little bit more advanced than TOS.
Okay, so here's my opinion, right? They have this being of the truth speaker or whatever they called you in the past, eh? And they locked you up. But that was how many years ago? I look how many years ago this prison was made.
3,000 plus or minus 50.
Yeah, 3,000 years ago. So not only has that culture developed 3,000 years, but also there's nobody actively guarding this cell. So how would they know that they've been released? I'd do another quick scan over it to see if there's like any sensor modules attached to the cell or anything like that.
Okay.
Or even
Go ahead and give me.
any
Yeah.
pressure sensors, like Indiana Jones, like we open the door and then a boulder comes rolling down.
I mean, that could be a complication, but go ahead and roll me
One
a
is too
reason
big.
engineering difficulty of 2, please.
Does architecture come into play?
Oh yeah, definitely.
And I'm going to spend a momentum because it feels important. And boop.
One success. Would you like a success with a complication, or do you have any way to reroll?
I'm going to take the complication.
So, yes, actually, when you go to run your tricorder over it, you do see
Sorry.
that the walls of the cell are lined with that same bronze metal. And you also note that, interestingly, there is what appears to be a subspace transceiver, like a contemporary one, at least for a TOS era, that is tied to the metal barrier, such that if the metal barrier is ever disrupted, kind of like an electric fence, where if you ever like cut the wire of an electric fence, you would know that it's been broken. Same sort of situation here, where if you were to break open the bars or open the door or anything like that, the transceiver would send out a signal.
Actually, scratch that. There's an entity seemed to have been here, perhaps not so long ago. There seems to be a transceiver about one floor up in the floor, which is
Well,
connected to these
yes,
metal bars.
they come to check on me about every 500 years.
Also, it's like some sort of pilgrim or something like that.
Well, I wouldn't call it a pilgrimage. I would call it that they send their most gullible down here and tell them not to listen to anything I tell them. Though I only say the good things, well, the truthful things, which might necessarily be good.
So gullible in the sense that they believe them rather than they believe you.
That is correct, yes.
Right. Okay, scratch that thought of just releasing him because nobody's going to notice.
Well, we could just recalibrate a tricorder to create some sort of size and Rolls's eye interferometric field that will make it seem like the bars are still intact if
I
we wanted
mean,
to subvert their sensors.
you never need to go through the door if you can go through the wall. I just stare intently at the wall with my phaser hand touching the phaser. Like, I mean, I don't need to touch the bars if I can take out the wall.
Is there a cell either side?
There's a side either side, yep.
Hey, what was there other people imprisoned here?
At a time, yes, I was considered a political prisoner of sorts, but unfortunately, the last one to be here was, about 2,900 and some odd years ago.
Died of natural causes or something like that?
Well, of course, I speak the truth. He died of a heart attack of not so great circumstances.
Oh.
Well, quite frankly, based on everything you've told us, I can't see any reason not to let you out. This seems to fall under cruel and unjust treatment of a prisoner, keeping you locked up for 3,000 years. There's almost no crime conceivable that could warrant that.
It is dishonorable. That is all I have to say on the subject.
I mean, so we're how we get how are we doing this jailbreak?
Well, I am in favor of destroying the wall.
I could always use this. Is that going to work, eh? Is destroying the wall going to work?
Well, that depends on whether or not you boost up the interferic radiation.
Wait, why does the interferic radiation matter when it comes to the wall?
Well, because if your phaser hits the wrong part of the wall, it'll trigger the signal.
Are we going to have to use interferic radiation anyway? All
It's
right.
ubiquitous.
Yeah,
Macbeth is going to have a think for a moment, and he's going to say, "We could collect some of the moss which was interfering with our senses."
Oh, and we could just put it over the rocks here. Is there any moss growing in this area?
Yeah, in fact, the cell across from A is just covered in moss. It's bioluminescent a little bit too.
Ooh, that's safe to
So,
touch, right?
Macbeth walks over to it. And using his
vast skills in botany. He's going to take a look at it. He's going to pull out his tricorder. He's going to do a scan of it,
Okay.
and determine whether A, it is safe to handle, and B, whether it will emit the interferometric radiation that we need it to.
Okay. Well, no roll required. It is safe to handle. And yes, actually, the source of the radiation is coming from the moss.
I believe we could utilize this.
Okay. If you collect what I need, and I know where to place it.
And Mechlef just pulls a small dagger out of his sash and just starts hacking away at the moss until until he's got enough of it, basically.
Is it a worthy opponent?
It would have to be, yes.
And Elijah, I would just want to have a little bit of a wander to see where this transmitter is and where would be the best place to put the moss to affect it.
Okay. Go ahead and give me let's call this an insight engineering difficulty of one. And you still have architecture as a focus.
I was going to blog subspace communications, but yes, I'll put
That
the
also
target number.
works.
Target number?
Difficulty of one.
All right. Roll. Holy.
That is four successes. You're actually capped in momentum thanks to chat as well. So you are able to figure out the transmission pattern or the transition zone such that if you place the moss in kind of a circle around the hole you want to bore into the wall, you can create a hole, pull out A, and then fill the hole with moss. And as far as the transmitter is concerned, it won't know the difference.
Okay, well, I get to work on that because even if we plan to do it or not, it's I think we should have it prepped and ready to go and return to the party. I will like ping a message to them that will be like 10 minutes or so doing this.
And my question is, what is Thane doing during all of this?
I think Thane supervises as the moss is being collected, and feigns scanning the interior of the cell and making like a thorough investigation to ensure that there's no sort of structural integrity that would be compromised as they bore through the wall. But in reality, he's just like playing Pong on the screen of his tricorder.
Well, I do have a complication extra from chat, so I'm going to say that the first complication of the game is that unfortunately the Pong is not going well. It is not going well at all. And Macbeth, you can definitely hear the little doo 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 noise as the ball is sunk over and over again.
It's never designed for this. Should really make tricorder screens larger.
And yet you persist.
Well, it beats the alternative.
You can always get the Alpha 32 expansion and modulator for your tricorder, which adds an extendable screen.
Yeah, those are nice. The touchscreen variant, that was,
They just get really, really, really buggy once dust gets into them. They never really was able to solve that. It's either extendability or protection against microbes.
He looks around at the sort of filthy cells that are probably encrusted with dust after being abandoned for in the desert for thousands of years. Probably best that that I
Yeah,
just have this version.
not for away missions. Unless I can get you a data pad and then I can jury rig it with some games for you.
That is really nice of you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I do not know why you encourage him.
It amuses me.
Hey, that's good enough reason for anything.
Mainly because he
And
keeps failing
Macbeth
at.
just sighs deeply and continues just carefully cutting away this moss.
Right.
All right.
So, in order to make the shot work and to not cause any complications, we are going to make this a roll. Whoever wants to do the roll, it's going to be a control and a security. If you have energy weapons or handheld energy weapons as a focus, that would apply here. The difficulty is with a bit of threat from chat. I am going to make the difficulty a four here, and increase the complication range to an 18 to 20. But you do have six momentum. You do still have your determinations. You can have one source of an assist. So you are set up to succeed here.
So, question. I don't have hand phases as a focus. However, since this is dealing with the structure of the building, does architecture work?
I guess technically, yeah, it would work here because you're wanting to bore in the right location. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
So I have... Pain across your face in order to say yes to that.
I have 14 with 3 security and a focus, if people can beat me on that.
Likewise, I have 14, but I don't have any focuses.
And 13 with the focuses.
Okay.
So, yeah. Have at it.
Have at it. Excellent. And so, not engineer, security.
Can I assist by just throwing moss at the wall?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Die.
Is that, remind me, is that still control and security, or?
Yep, still control security.
Yeah, because you're throwing it. If you are punching it yes. with the moss, it would be daring security. You know, Kirk chopping it with moss.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so the target number is 4.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to buy 2 dice, if everybody's okay with that.
Yeah.
Sure, you might even want to buy 3.
Can I throw in a quick question to A before we do this?
Sure, what's up?
Yep.
A. And then he walks over to the bars, puts his hands through, grabs and starts shaking. Are we going to regret this course of action?
Roll a d20. A 12.
Oh, that's good.
both in A's die and both, he says, very doubtful.
Perfect.
I trust him completely.
ELH, I've been forgetting about one of my talents, tester theory. Since we've been doing a lot with the walls, and it was not an engineering task, never mind.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a security task, unfortunately.
Damn.
I'm going to go back to just throwing moss at the wall.
Well, obviously we're not going to regret it from our mindsets. So yeah, I'm going to spend 3 momentum to get 4 dice in total.
Okay.
And with a focus, I'm ready to roll.
All right, go for it.
Okay.
All right, well, there's 3. Okay, so you just need 1 from the assist.
And it's just the 1 die I'm rolling, isn't it?
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Hey!
And you end up getting 2. So that's a total of 5 successes, meaning you get a momentum right back, putting you at 4. And yeah, so... Bolin, you carefully phase open a hole as Macbeth uses tactical insertions of moss from a distance. And after a few moments of work, you do have a hole large enough that you could pull A out of.
So I spin the phaser like you would do a Western revolver, put it into my thing, and that's why you use an engineering phaser.
And I think standing next to Macbeth, Thane just sort of like leans over and he says, did she even really need us on this away mission? Because, I mean, she mapped the facility. She made first contact with this alien life form. And then she used a phaser to burn through the wall. I mean, did we even...
Wouldn't know about the moss, I say with this, like, sort of innocent expression on my face.
You are forgetting. Right, yeah. You are forgetting as well that she is very small.
I am very small.
I don't know what your hang-up is on size, but...
Is
this like the opposite of a short man's complex?
She would not have been able to lift the rock in order to find the passageway.
Well, that's all well and good for you, but what... Did I accomplish anything?
Do you ever?
Well, if you'll allow me to conjecture, I believe you provided interesting commentary and social insight.
I mean, isn't that what supervising
I
is?
I believe that is... what the humans would call flowery language for no.
Or it's the very spirit of what the Federation and Starfleet is all about.
So the humans would say yes, then.
Sans point to yes.
I prefer my answer.
Yeah, well, moment of truth. Do you pull out A of the cell?
I mean, we've come this far. I mean, Thane, since you don't feel like you've done anything, do you want to break open this cell? I like nudge you with my elbow.
You know, this seems like a way of making things my responsibility if they go awry after this point, because the critical decision was made by me. But
Go
yes,
on.
he
Yay!
steps forward, sort
Up
of
in the air,
reaches
cheer.
through. Macbeth holds up a finger and says, "You heard him. He is taking responsibility."
I feel so dirty.
Our reports should reflect this.
Okay, I'm writing it down now.
All
It's
right.
such growth and development of his character.
That is one way to put it, yes.
Yeah, Thane, when you pull out A, you get him on the other side of the hole through the threshold, and nothing happens. He just will float there. Like, if you let go of him, he'll float, but doesn't explode, doesn't set off an alarm, just out of the cell. Nothing's happened.
As Thane sort of pulls back, he takes one moment to just sort of pat the side of the magical eight ball A, and then sort of leans in gingerly and says, "I know what it's like to feel trapped. Glad we could help you out, buddy."
Of course, of course. Now, if you don't mind me asking, I believe your starship has come back in orbit about now. Would you mind taking me up to your starship so I can sample some of that cuisine?
I mean, we'd have to ask permission from at least a senior officer, but I don't see why not.
Oh, so we're going to ask permission for that.
Well, yeah, because that's letting them on the ship. Everything else was not on the ship. What happens on the random alien planet stays on the random alien planet, unless it comes onto the ship. That's like unwritten rule number seven, right? And going to Vegas. I don't know why Vegas is putting into that unwritten rule, but I've never been able to read it because it's unwritten.
I am unfamiliar with the unwritten rules of Starfleet. I wonder if it is similar to the Klingon proverb, which states, "What happens on Clap Black stays on Clap Black."
I mean, what
Unless you bring
happened?
it home as a trophy, in which case you may wear its furs.
Oh, so it's like it's a hunting place?
No.
Okay. Then why would you wear it as a trophy?
Why would you not?
Is there anything that a Klingon wouldn't wear as a trophy?
Touche?
I feel that is culturally insensitive.
No. I mean, you're very proud of all of your accomplishments and display them openly.
Very well, I retract my statement. And he very carefully puts his knife back into his sash.
Right about then that you all get a chirp on your communicator. It is the ship checking in.
I think we all, this is in character, all of us just sort of like stare at each other awkwardly.
I think we do something that we always do, which is we now do the rock, paper, scissors to see who answers.
Okay.
I
All
don't know
right.
how we actually achieve that because
Yeah, I was gonna say, because we got
he's on
VTubers in the
the
call. Tell you what, each of you DM me what you're gonna throw, and I'll tell you the outcome. Yay, technology.
Yeah, that's my fault.
Okay, got it for Thane. Got it for Macbeth. And got it for. Okay. So, what ends up happening is Macbeth, you throw scissors, and the other two both throw rock. So, unfortunately, you have lost the game of rock, paper, scissors.
Thane leans over
I mean, Macbeth
to
always rolls
Marques.
scissors
Yeah,
anyway, so.
that's
Because it's the closest
exactly
one
what he
to
was
a
going to
knife.
say.
Yeah.
Always goes for Blade. Can't remember any of the others.
I mean,
He never even goes for Spock.
it's the most honorable of the different weapons.
I don't think we play that edition, though.
So does this mean I have to call the ship then? You have to
Right.
answer the call. So he, just presses the comm badge. This is Macbeth.
Oh yes, this is Commander Moore, checking in on all away teams. Are you all right, away team number 7?
And Macbeth looks around at the other two and says, "Are we all right?"
I'm half left. I mean, yes, I'm fine.
Ensign Marquis reports that she is half right, half left. But otherwise, yes, we are all right, Commander.
Very well. Were you able to collect the regulation rocks?
We have collected some of them, and we have also made contact with an entity within the caverns that we have located beneath our regulation rock hunting ground.
This entity you speak of, is this a hostile entity, or...?
Macbeth puts a hand over his comm just to sort of silence it, and with his spare hand grabs A and just shakes him up and down.
You
Are
know
you
the
a
drill,
hostile
1d20.
Do we
why do
just
I do,
keep A
why do I
for
do this
like
to
our
myself?
entire adventure?
Seven.
I mean, maybe. Seven, the answer that he tells you is, my sources say no.
And he takes his hand off the comm badge. It says no.
Well, I mean, if it hasn't vaporized you and you're still talking to it, what kind of life form is it exactly?
It is round and truthful.
Well, I look forward to meeting it in person. Please proceed to the rendezvous coordinates and we'll beam you up.
I mean, I'd take a quick scan of 8. Do I think that's going to be able to be transported?
Yeah, 8 can transport, no problem.
All right. Because it being like an extra-dimensional being of some descript, I, you know, could feel like that would disrupt transporters.
Yeah, good for checking.
I just give a thumbs
and,
up.
And Macbeth just says, "Very well, Macbeth out," and taps his comm badge again.
All right. Well, we need to make a brisk walk back up to the regulation rock collecting, throw the rocks that we need in the box, and then get beamed up.
Whoa. Why does it have to be a brisk walk? And, I mean, we have made first contact with a new form of life.
Yes.
I think they'll excuse us not having all the requisite regulation rocks.
Because...
To clarify, you have met our captain.
Right. To clarify, do you want to come back down here to collect said rocks? Because we still
That's
need
a future
to collect
me
the rocks.
Problem.
Yes, but you don't like being on this planet, yes?
He just sort of arches a brow at you.
Why would you want to be on this planet more?
This planet is not called more.
No, that's our commander.
Why are we going on to our commander?
I just
I'm
look
confused.
Bewildered between the two of them. You do not want additional time on this planet, correct?
Planet more.
The only thing that's causing me to have additional time on this planet is this conversation. So let's walk and talk.
Yeah, so we'll briskly walk and pick up the regulation rocks.
Very well.
And stand in the regulation beam out zone area. Which is as flat a plane as possible, remember that.
Macbeth is going to grab A and walk with him.
Okay. All right, and as we wrap up today's session, which I know we didn't break, but you know we actually hit 1:30, which is good. We actually do a small scene change where maybe about a few hours later, all of you are in the lower decks bar, which is very similar to what we see on the Cerritos, where it's kind of just an open like bunch of booze, middle sort of bar slash island where the replicators are, and you all are sitting with A, and before A is a smorgasbord of just different foods, drinks, and everything else. And again, every time he takes a bite, the little bit of food floats up as if psychically controlled and into the little hatch of the eight ball. And he says, "Well, this is, what do you call this? A cheesesteak of some sort? An Andorian cheesesteak?"
I mean, I think you should try one of these, just pushing forward something with ghost pepper in it.
Let's take a gander here, and he takes the full ghost pepper. Doesn't mitigate it in any way. Just takes the full ghost pepper and goes, "Well, now that is mighty hot and mighty spicy."
Believe they are mild.
But does it matter if you know that it's hot and spicy? You've never experienced it before, I say with a mischievous smile.
Ah, that is an interesting conundrum you've proposed to me. And after a moment, as the hatch closes, he starts shaking and goes, oh, perhaps it was a little too spicy. And the final scene is of us looking at the eight ball window, and it says, outlook not so good. And that's where we're going to end today's session.
Oh no, I poisoned the only species of its kind.
But no, honestly, I thought that was a wonderful first session. You guys took to it very well. And yeah, I don't think I could have asked for a better bunch for this. This was phenomenal.
Yeah, that was incredibly good fun.
I so, enjoyed. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So thank you all. Thank you, ELH. And yeah, genuinely looking forward to the next session.
Yeah. And of course, you know, as long as there's no scheduling issues, our next session will be on the 9th at 4 p.m. Eastern. But for now, this is where we're going to twitch around because we're going to raid somebody at YouTube. We'll see you later. Bye, YouTube.
Bye, YouTube.